right, and I'm back with numbers. I moved some stuff around. Turn the microphone up too to see if that helps, because I noticed I'm really quiet, but I don't know if it will. Kind of position myself to be closer to it or facing it more. I don't know if that will help, but yeah, numbers. So hopefully this is funner or more story based. I don't know. I'm used to reading like Dean Koontz, you know what I mean? This has been a different experience altogether. Okay, so the Book of Numbers, chapter 1. And Jehovah spoke to Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Lift the heads of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male by their heads, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. You shall number them by their armies, even you and Aaron, and there shall be a man of every tribe with you, every one head of his father's house. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you: of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur; of Simeon, Shelemiel, the son of, Zurishaddai; of Judah, Nashon, the son of Aminadab of Issachar." I'm trying my best. I'm not laughing at the names. I'm laughing at my pronunciation. I've got to be butchering these, and I apologize to anyone that may have one of these names. People get named this stuff still. Where was I? Yeah, okay. And of Judah, Nashon, the son of... I already did that. Aminadab of Issachar. Okay. The next one's no fun either. And that was my fridge that just kicked on behind me. I apologize about that. Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, of Benjamin, Abedin, the son of Gideoni, of Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishaddai, of Asher, Pigel, the son of Orkan, of Gad, Elisaph, the son of Deul. Man, I'd spell these out, but I'd spend 10 minutes spelling out names. These are some names. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Anan. These were those called from the congregation, rulers of the tribes of their fathers. They were heads of the thousands of Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men who were marked out by name, and they assembled all the congregation on the first of the second month, and then declared their pedigrees according to their families, by the father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, by their heads. As Jehovah commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, is that right? Yeah. And the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, by their heads, every male from 20 years old and upward, every able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them, for the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Damn, that is a lot. Damn. That's, wow. Of the sons of Simeon, there's, man, I mean, 46,000? Sounds like a large family, right? Like, and those are just the first sons of all the relatives? My good God. How big were these places? Of the sons of Simeon, I mean, that's just one family. Of the sons of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, his numbered ones in the number of names, by their heads, every male from 20 years old and upward, every able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, every able to go out to war. Those that numbered of them for the tribe of Gad were 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Judah were 74,600. That's a big one. Of the sons of Issachar, I think. You know what I mean? How much bigger they get? Of the sons of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, my dog just like grumbled at that. Of the sons of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, every able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, of the sons of Ephraim, I guess so, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go out to war, those that were numbered for them for the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. Of the sons of Manasseh, is that right, Manasseh? I guess. Their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, every able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, their generations, by families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, God, I love Dan. It's just such a simple name. I mean, thank you, Dan. Of the sons of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go out to war, those that were numbered, of them for the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. All right, Dan. Of the sons of Asher, their generation, I like Asher too, this is pretty, that's gotta be how you say it, right? Maybe it's like Azur, but I'm going with Asher just because that's, I'm American and that's how it's written. Of the sons of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names, every male from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Asher were 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, and the number of names from 20 years old and upward, everyone able to go out to war, those that were numbered of them for the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These were the numbered whom Moses and Aaron numbered, and the rulers of Israel being 12 men, they were each one of his father's house. And all those that were numbered of the sons of Israel by their father's house from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go out to war in Israel, even all those that were numbered, were 603,550. Whoa, we got right down to the... Okay. But the Levites, according to the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. Huh. I guess that makes sense. They were getting special treatment earlier, right? So, why should their kids have to die? I mean, it sounds like they'd be like the elite class in my country, right? But that's neither here nor there. I don't have an opinion on that. I'm just noticing that that does seem similar. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, however, you shall not number the tribe of Levi. And I guess they're going to explain it to us right now. nor shall you count their heads among the sons of Israel, but you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furniture, and over all that belongs to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all its furniture, and they shall serve it, and shall encamp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle goes forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that draws near shall be put to death. And the sons of Israel shall pitch their tents, each man with his own camp, and each man with his own standard, according to their families. According to their armies. But the Levites shall pitch around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath on the congregation. One second, gotta flip a page. Congregation of the Sons of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Israel did according to all that Jehovah commanded Moses. So they did. Chapter 2. And Jehovah spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, The sons of Israel shall pitch by their father's house, every man with his own standard, according to the ensigns. They shall pitch around the tabernacle of the congregation, afar off. And those who pitch on the east side, toward the sun rising, are of the standard of Judah's camp, according to their armies. The ruler of the sons of Judah being Nishan, and the son of Amminadab. And his army and those numbered of them were 74,600. And those pitching next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, the ruler of the sons of Issachar being Nathaniel. It's like almost like it just says Nathaniel, but it's there's too many E's. It's like Nathaniel. Nathaniel? I'm saying it weird. The son of Zuar and his army, and those that were numbered of them were 54,400. And the tribe of Zebulun, the ruler of the sons of Zebulun, being Eliab, the son of Helon, and his army, and those that were numbered of them were 57,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Judah were 186,400. By their armies they shall set forth first. Dang. Judah was big. Doesn't say who they're with, though, or we already did that. Okay, it's Nishan and Amminadab. Okay. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben. According to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Reuben being Elazar, the son of Shedeur, and his army, and those numbered of it, were 46,500. And those that pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the ruler of sons of Simeon being Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and his army, and those numbered of them, were 59,300. And the tribe of Gad, the ruler of the sons of Gad, being Eliasaph, the son of Reuel, and his army, and those numbered of them, were 45,650. All that were numbered of the camp of Reuben were 151,450, according to their armies, and they shall put out second. Oh, cool. So we're like sending out the battalions. And the camp of the Levites with the tabernacle on the congregation shall pull out in the middle of the camps. As they encamp, so they shall pull out each man in his place by their standard. So they're like the, they're not like not going to war. They're like the elite guard then, right? So that's different than I was thinking, right? That's clearly not, that's not the same. That's cool. Like, they're gonna fight to the death if it gets to them, for sure. Right? So, these must be some pretty tough people. At least that's how I would think about it, anyway. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Ephraim being Elshama, the son of Elshama, the son of Amihud. And his army and those numbered of them were 40,500. And next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, the ruler of the sons of Manasseh, being Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And his army and those numbered of them were 32,200. And the tribe of Benjamin, love you Benjamin, and the ruler of the sons of Benjamin being Abdan, the son of Gideoni? It's like Gideon, but it's got an I at the end of it, so Gideoni? Yeah. That's why I'm probably never going to be good at speaking foreign languages right there. Sons of Gideoni and his army and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 108,100, according to their armies. And they shall put out third. On the north side shall be the standard of the camp of Dan, according to their armies, and the ruler of the sons of Dan being Ahiezer. Dan's got a son named Ahiezer. I'm not even sure how to pronounce that. Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. I quit. And his army, and those numbered of them were 62,700. And those that pitch next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, the ruler of the sons of Asher being Pagiel, the son of Orkan, and his army and those that were numbered of them were 41,500. And the tribe of Naphtali, the ruler of the sons of Naphtali being Ahira, the son of Enan, and his army and those numbered of them were 50, oh my God, my eyes just went blank, were blurry on me, sorry. Of them were 50,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Dan were 157,600. They shall pull out last by their standard. These are those numbered of the sons of Israel by their fathers' houses. All that were numbered of the camps according to their armies were 603,550. But the Levites were not, excuse me, but the Levites were not numbered among the sons of Israel, as Jehovah commanded Moses. You got to kind of wonder how many they are. They got to be fairly large. They're right in the middle. It doesn't seem like God spared any expense throughout any of this. Yeah, wow. And the sons of Israel did according to all that Jehovah had commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards, and so they pulled out, each one according to his family, and according to the house of his father. All right. That's two. I think I'm going to do one more. This one looks much longer. That was kind of short. Yeah, we'll do one more. This four is pretty long, too. This is going to be much longer. So here we go. Chapter 3 of Numbers. And these are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day of the speaking of Jehovah with Moses in the Mount Sinai. It says in, but I'm sure that's on. And these are the names of Aaron's sons, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, I don't know, and Ithamar. These are the names of Aaron's sons, the anointed priest, whose hands he consecrated to act as priests. And Nadab and Abihu died before Jehovah in the wilderness of Sinai for bringing strange fire before Jehovah. And they had no sons. And Eleazar and Ithamar acted as priests in the presence of their father Aaron. I don't remember that story. I'm already, what? Two of them died for bringing strange fire before Jehovah. What were they doing that for? And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi. Oh yeah, that's the first time they've shortened it like that. That I can remember, anyway. Bring the tribe of Levi near, and you shall cause it to stand before Aaron the priest, and they shall serve him and keep his charge, and the charge of all the congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation, to do the work of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the vessels of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the sons of Israel, to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron. Yeah. I guess it makes sense why they used it like that. Okay. Huh. Learning every way to say or pronounce the Levites, or those of the tribe of Levi. Cool. Sorry, I'm sidetracking myself here. I'm thinking about way more than I'm saying. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his son, and they shall surely be given to him out of the sons of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall keep their priesthood. And the foreign one who comes near shall be put to death. Jeez, a lot of just killing people for even coming near. I mean, what if it's an innocent? You know what I mean? That strolls up down there. Are they giving a warning? It doesn't, I don't know. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, and I behold, I have taken the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel in the place of every firstborn opening a womb among the sons of Israel. And the Levites have become mine. That's misspelled. For every firstborn is mine. From the day I struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I have set apart to myself every firstborn in Israel. From men to animal, they are mine. I am Jehovah. Oh, wow. I wonder if that carries on to today, but man, this, I'm like 1/5 into this book of like the total thickness of it, so yeah, I'm sure we'll find out. And Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, visit the sons of Levi by their families, by their father's house. You shall number every male. Oh, we're going to start numbering the Levites now. You shall number every male from a month old and upward. A month old? the other ones were 20, 21, and, or wasn't it like 21 or 20, you know? Huh. A month old. How about that? And upward. I mean, that's like a thorough census, right? Because they're not just counting the men who could be used for war. We're counting all the men. And Moses numbered them according to the command of Jehovah, as he had been commanded. And these are the sons of Levi by their names. Oh boy, here goes some more names for me to butcher. Here we go. Where'd I... Oh, I just lost them. And these are the sons of Levi by their names. Gershon and Gohath and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families were Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uzziel. I feel like I've said a few of these names before. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. Of Gershon is the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shemites. Okay. These are the families of the Gershonites, those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upward. Even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. Oh, these numbers are much lower. Oh, I could be way wrong about how many are guarding the thing. Maybe it's not an army of an equal value size. It's a much smaller group, you would think, based off these numbers. Like, much smaller. It'd have to be under 100 or in the hundreds. The families of the Gershonites were to pitch behind the tabernacle westward. The ruler of the father's house of the Gersh... The families. They got the whole family in there. Father's house of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, the son of Lael. And the duty of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation is the tabernacle and the tent and its coverings and the veil at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and the hangings on the court of the court, and the veil at the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar all around and its cords to all its service. And of Kohath is the family of the Amramites and the family of the Izharites. I know I just destroyed both those. And the family of the Hebronites. I think I think that one's right. And the family of the, oh boy, Uzzielites. These are the family of the Kohathites. And the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keepers of the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of the Kohath were to pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. The ruler of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites being Elizaphan, the son of Uzziel. And their charge was the ark. Oh, cool. And the table, and the lampstand, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary with which they minister, and the veil, and all the service of it. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, was ruler over the rulers of the Levites, and had the oversight of those that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of the Merari, and those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. The ruler of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zeriel, the son of Abihail. They were to pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward, the appointed duty of the sons of Merari being the boards of the tabernacle and its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and all its vessels, and all its service, and all the pillars of the court all around, and all their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. And those that were to pitch before the tabernacle eastward, before the tabernacle of the congregation, toward the sun rising, were Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the sons of Israel. And the foreigner who goes near shall be put to death. And that were numbered of the Levites. Oh, I gotta flip a page here. Whoa, I dropped it. A lot of these is the first time these pages ever been turned. So, of the Levites and Aaron, numbered at the mouth of Jehovah by their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000. So they had a lot more. Moses and Aaron did. And Jehovah said to Moses, count every firstborn male of the sons of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names, and you shall take the Levites for me. I am Jehovah. Instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites, instead of every firstling among the cattle of the sons of Israel. Wait a minute, what? And you shall take the Levites for me, I am Jehovah. It does say instead, okay. And Moses numbered as Jehovah commanded him, all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and all the firstborn males according to the number of their names, from a son of a month and upward, of those that were numbered of them were 22,273. Well, that's a much more accurate number. A lot of these were ending with zeros or fives. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am Jehovah. And from those redeemed of the 273 who are more than the Levites, are the firstborns of the sons of Israel. You shall even take 5 shekels apiece by the head. You shall take the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs to the shekel. So 1 shekel is worth 20 gerahs. And you shall give the silver to Aaron and to his sons, by which these over and above are redeemed. And Moses shall take the redemption silver from those that are over and above those that were redeemed by the Levites, from the firstborn of the sons of Israel. He shall take the silver, 1,365 by the sanctuary shekel. And Moses shall give the silver of those redeemed to Aaron and to his sons, according to Jehovah's command. And Jehovah has commanded Moses. That's the end of chapter 3. We're going to stop there. That was crazy. Right? So I guess I don't fully understand why we're buying. So is God buying those males to stay with him while all this moves? And that money goes with Aaron and his sons? Aaron and his sons. To go with the tabernacle as they travel? Is that like spending money for the tribes? I'm confused. That's... That's my guess at it. That's my best guess at it right now. I'm super tired. It is 1:22 a.m. I got a little earlier tonight than I have been when I'm able to. A lot of the nights right now when I'm not putting an episode out or recording a few chapters is because, you know, the dog or the kid stayed up till like 3 in the morning. So if she stays up till 2, 3 in the morning, there's no way that I can... stay up and do that, because I just get so tired that I can't even focus on this thing. It's hard now. I wish I had quieter moments in the daytime. But anyway, that is 3 chapters of Numbers down, and I will be back hopefully tomorrow night to slam out a few more. All right. You have a great night. May God be with you.